USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Top officials from China and the United States are meeting in Anchorage, Alaska. At the start of the summit on Thursday, Secretary of State Tony Blinken pointed out human rights abuses in China. His counterpart, Yang Jiechi, says the United States can no longer speak from a position of strength.
We'll also discuss our deep concerns with actions by China. Each of these actions threaten the rules-based order that maintains global stability.
So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength.
Attorneys involved in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin seated three more jurors Thursday as both sides inch closer to a full jury. The panel is up to 12 members with two alternates still needed. Chauvin is charged in the May 2020 death of George Floyd. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it too. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz will be leading a delegation to the U.S.-Mexico border next Friday amid the humanitarian crisis. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Biden administration has been blamed for the humanitarian crisis as thousands of children have been encouraged to come to the border despite the dangers. During a conference call, Senator John Cornyn spoke of those dangers.
The Border Patrol has told me that roughly a third of the women and girls who make their way into the United States have been sexually assaulted.
Senator Cornyn also told us many of the children come from countries that advocate America's destruction.
Just this year, they had detained people from 54 different countries at the Texas-Mexico border.
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki for the first time Thursday called the border surge a crisis, then tried to backtrack her words. President Biden had another senior moment Thursday, making a statement on vaccination progress. Biden introduced his vice president as President Harris. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
As America pulls out of the coronavirus pandemic, the vaccinations produced under Operation Warp Speed are a big reason to have hope. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Some of the nation's top health experts testified before the Senate on the COVID-19 response and vaccine rollout on Thursday. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying there are still challenges ahead with emerging variants, but also noting we can counter them with vaccinations and mitigation measures. Dr. Ajis Jha is the dean of Brown University School of Public Health. He tells CNN there is optimism regarding having everyone who's in the high-risk category vaccinated soon.
Oh, it's terrific. It is terrific. We did 3 million a day over the weekend, 6 million over both days. I think we're going to get to a point where we're going to be doing 3 million a day consistently. We'll have the vaccines for it. I'm hoping we'll have the distribution set up for it. And that's why I am so optimistic that every high-risk person who wants a vaccine will have at least their first shot by mid to late April.
Key information for each specific COVID-19 vaccine can be found on the CDC website, cdc.gov. The National Football League has finalized its new 11-year media rights agreement with a pact that will run through 2033 and could be worth over $100 billion. Starting in 2023, the Thursday night football games will be broadcast exclusively on Amazon Prime. Amazon is paying about $1 billion per year for the rights. USA Radio News.